Well, how fortunate we are that we were able to complete our panel lineup with the arrival of our two members from the Greens Party. No mai hara mai kōrua, mihi atu ka kōrua. But this is the gen. We're up and personal with our sisters here, and what we've asked them to do is to expose others. Not really. But really to name one individual who's inspired you, what's motivated you to enter into politics, what would be your ultimate career highlight since being in Parliament? Some of you are just getting in there. And what do you believe the role of the League is, and how best are we to use our parliamentarians? So with that, I will welcome to the stage, please, O Maite Pakipaki, Marama Davidson and Denise Walsh.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa, he honere, he karoaria ki te atoa, he mangaro ngoi ki te whenua, he whakaro pai ki ngā tangata katoa. Nō reira, ko Denise Roach, taku inua, ko Raukawa te iwi, ko Ngāti Huri te hapū. I'm really very pleased to be here, and I am very, very sorry that we are late. We had to drive up from Manurewa, and so we're sorry that we missed the prayers and the start of the event. My name's Denise Roach. I am the chair of the caucus for the Māori caucus within the Green Party, and with me is our MP-elect, Marama Davidson. This will bring our Māori caucus and the Greens to 4 Māori MPs within the 14 MPs that we have in the Greens, and it will bring our women to 8 out of those 14. Our kaupapa is for gender equity, and our charter also reflects our commitment to te tiriti o Waitangi. So the question's about what inspired me to do the work I do, I guess, and one person who inspired me, I guess, is my daughter. Her name is He Matariki Kahuranaki Stansfield Roach. She's beautiful. She's 17. And I wanted, she is the 30th of my parents' grandchildren. So I come from a big family of 9 kids. And I'm the 2nd youngest, which is the quiet one, Marama. And I have 5 older sisters and a very strong mother as well. So feminism to me was bred into my bones, and I probably had my first feminist action at the age of 11 when I tried to set up my own rugby team because there was no girls' rugby team at our primary school. So my daughter is my motivation. She's the future, she's the person, and all of our children are the people that I want us to leave our planet for, our society for, a place where our kids can thrive and where we have a paptuanuku which is clean and safe and nourishes our children. So I've been a Green Party member now this is my 4th year, and my first 3 years I spent most of the time just being terrified. And I've talked about this all the way here with Marama because she enters Parliament in a couple of weeks' time, so I needed to let you know what it was going to be like. And it is slightly terrifying to start off with. But within those 3 years, probably the career highlight for me was exposing the Sky City corruption of the casino and convention centre deal.
Yeah.
Kia ora. There are many ways that you can utilise your Māori women MPs in Parliament, and I would urge you to do so. One of those ways would be to introduce us to your daughters so that we can encourage them to get involved in the political the political realm and political participation, because that is crucial if we want to change the decisions that government is making and if we want to change the decisions that men and white men are making too. So I'm going to hand over to Marama, who's going to be our next Māori MP.
E tūanau ki te mihi kia koutou katoa I runga I te rangi Māori e, no reira e tūanau hau hei mokopuna o ngā iwi o te Taitokerau ko ngā puhi me te rarua. Whakawhiti atu ki te tai rāwhiti, no kōna tōku māma, no reira tēnā koutou Ngāti Parau. Kia ora koutou katoa, kia ora. Kia ora. Definitely share my apologies with my colleague Denise. We would have loved to have been here earlier this morning. Thank you for all that you do. And a quick second hello to Uncle Kito, who happened to be the first face that I hongied with as soon as I got in here, which was quite appropriate. Kia ora, Uncle. Kia ora. And certainly, this is the first opportunity I've had since the announcement was made that I'm the next Member of Parliament to be sitting here with these amazing wahine Māori. I think it's really important. Just recently, a lot of people know that I am very keen on social media, and just recently on Facebook I talked about how I'm just coming to terms with the fact, with some deep respect for politicians across the board, ahakoa te pāti, ahakoa nō hea, purely because of the way that the public scrutiny has stepped up a really scary notch just recently for me in the past few weeks, and how I'm now coming to terms with having every word, every action, everything I wear, what I look like, absolutely under the microscope. And I was already used to some level of public scrutiny, but I've found a new deep respect for all of us as politicians and for any of us in any sort of public platform and limelight for putting our neck on the line every day to stand up for what we believe in. And at this point, I want to strongly acknowledge our whakapapa and our tūpuna who have led us in this, who have stood up there and been at the front and said and stood on what they believed in, ahakoa te aha. So just a hand for that, thank you. So I live at the moment in Manurewa, and I'd like to acknowledge Lewisa Wall, who we've also worked together in the past, but I definitely look forward to working closely with the MPs in my area for Manurewa issues. Manurewa has been my home away from my papakāinga home, and I'm staunchly grateful to the manu whenua of Tāmaki Makaurau for having me there for pretty much most of my adult life, and raising our 6 tamariki, our three older girls, and my 3 little babies go to Leebank Primary in Manurewa. You know, the stories this morning as Māori women, how on earth do we get the courage to stand up and fight for what we believe in when actually the world that we live in tells us to do otherwise? For Māori women, for women of colour, for Indigenous women around the world, what we are conditioned to believe is that our place is not to stand up and say what we feel as Māori women. So I thought of my daughter. I thought of my eldest daughter, who's now 21. And when she was going into college, it was, I know, I only look 12, I know. It's the only reason why I put her age in there, is just so I can get all of that feedback. Thank you. But when she was 14, I ran for her school board. I ran for a position. And it was an establishment school board, no Māori, no younger woman, younger than even 35, I think. And I wasn't going to make it on, but I was going to do my best. And I got bullied. I got bullied by the chair, who felt threatened by me for whatever reason. And during the campaign, I almost lost it. And I remembered he rang me, he bullied me, he was scared because I was campaigning. And when you're an establishment board, you don't even campaign. You just expect to get in year after year after year. And here I was talking to people at the shopping centre and going to meetings at the school and introducing myself to parents at the school gates. Oh, no, we can't have any of that. You might be breaking rules. Of course I wasn't. It was intimidation. But I cried after he rang me. I cried and I said to my daughter, what if I lose? I'm being bullied. What if I lose? And she said, Mum, you've won already. You've won already because you stood up. And there I was getting absolutely schooled by my 14-year-old to tell me to, Bloomin, carry on now. What are you talking about? So, you know, that's what inspires me. Our young people everywhere who need to see Māori women opening their mouths. Kia ora tātou.
Open your mouth.
Should we sing Ka Waiata?
Okay.
O te tau, I te awhireina, I tēnei ki e.
Ka pai.